A lot to get into with Mike Florio. He's brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. We waited out the 90-minute lightning delay Sunday night, stayed up until Monday morning to watch the Steelers lose on a play where a guy sprained his testicle right before he caught the game-winning touchdown pass. Some great reporting there from Cowboys media in the locker room afterwards. Mike, I know my wife, we were watching you guys before the game started, and she was concerned about Maria Taylor because she kept talking about dinner. Did you guys end up eating? Like, every time you came back, she's like, we would be eating usually right now.
Yeah,
so,
you could tell there was a hangry feeling.
So is there like a big catered spread that you guys have every Sunday night once the game starts? What's the backstory there?
As far as I know, what happened on Sunday night, once we went into a weather delay, they locked the doors from the outside and no one can leave until the show was over. There was no food in the room. We had extended segments with minimal breaks. What we have is a long table with, you know, the covered dishes with the little candle underneath that keeps it hot. And I think we had Chinese this week. I was starving. I tried to get back there and get all the food before anybody else could show up after we got released. But we were there. Usually we walk out at 8:15. We walked out at 9:45. So, yeah, there were a lot of hungry, irritable people after that extended weather delay.
And several passive-aggressive comments that made their way on air.
Maria's a total pro, but any viewer could tell she was very hangry, and I think she was speaking for the rest of the crew at that point that was in front of the camera.
Oh, absolutely. And the people behind the camera, too. We were all in the same boat. We were all hungry. And you know that feeling when you're kind of beyond it and you finally get a chance to eat, it doesn't taste as good, you get full faster, like you really had yourself thinking this ability to finally end that fast is going to be far more rewarding, and it ends up being a disappointment.
Let's go through all these big ticket items here, Mike, starting with George Pickens. Mike Tomlin had one of the weirdest press conference in terms of lying about why a guy didn't get as many snaps in the game against the Cowboys, and then all the viral clips of Pickens taking plays off, the play at the very end of the game, what he had written on his face during the game. Are we going down the path of the Steelers having another wide receiver blow up that ends in him being jettisoned to another team?
Well, remember, we kind of started down that path last year, and Mike Tomlin got everything under control. That Titans Thursday night game when, who was it? Deontay Johnson finally gets his first touchdown catch in forever, and George Pickens wasn't happy. And there were some things that he had to eventually clean up after the fact, and he did. And Mike Tomlin, look, Mike Tomlin's superpower, now it may not be extending to George Pickens, but I've heard from coaches throughout the league over the years that they're amazed by guys who were in Pittsburgh and they go somewhere else, and they didn't realize the guy was like this or like that or would say this or would do that because Tomlin kept it all under control. With Pickens, it's hard not to wonder whether or not they're getting to the point of exasperation, but what can you do? Make Van Jefferson your number one receiver? That's the problem that the Steelers face. And remember, they were able to dump Chase Claypool for a second-round pick. They were able to run a pretty effective con on the Bears with Claypool. And where's Claypool now? I don't even think he's on a team right now.
He's not.
So could we be getting to the same point with George Pickens? This is year number three. And, boy, what a great job they do drafting and developing the basic skill set. But something happens when these guys have early success. They get a little bit ahead of themselves and they become hard to handle. And you would think Mike Tomlin would do a better job of keeping these guys under control.
How much do you think Tomlin bears in terms of blame because maybe these guys are frustrated because the offense is so conservative? Do you think that you could put some of it back on the head coach and say his overarching influence on things doesn't help matters on the field?
Well, look, there's still a work in progress with this new offense, but look at a team like the Ravens where receivers couldn't wait to get out of town when it was a run-heavy offense under Greg Roman, and it was starting to go back that way until the Bengals decided to load up the middle of the field, and Lamar Jackson has 348 passing yards on Sunday against Cincinnati. But there was a period of time where the only way you could get receivers in Baltimore was to draft them. And at least
it's like
there,
pitchers,
you know,
in Colorado, Mike.
Right. And at least you know going in that hey, I'm not going to get a lot of looks. In Pittsburgh, ideally you are, but it just hasn't been working. And I mean, that's why I think that we're back to QB one time and we're going to see Russell Wilson this weekend.
You do?
Justin Fields thing hit it.
Wow.
What?
You do think
yeah,
Russell Wilson's going to start? Okay.
I think he's going to start.
Is this a Mike Florio gut feeling, or is this a Mike Florio? Because the Melissa Stark report during the game on Sunday, so many people said back to me, something must have happened in a production meeting that made her say with such authority that Russell Wilson was going to go in and have this catchphrase for the 2024 season. And so I know how you read into things, Mike. Is that the basis for what you're saying right now?
No, I think that all along, when you consider that Mike Tomlin has resisted making Justin Fields QB1, and I've been saying for a few weeks now, when you have a tough decision that's looming, the answer tends to reveal itself at the appropriate time. It took a couple of sluggish games. Not that the Colts game was bad offensively. 24 points should be enough to win any Steelers game, frankly. But the Sunday night game wasn't good enough. It was the kind of game that the Steelers last year would win. Completely outplayed, outgained by almost 2-1, and you get a blocked field goal, you get a screwy thing here, a screwy thing there, and the only stat that matters is how many points do we have and how many points do they have, and they still didn't win that. I just think it's a perfect time to bring Wilson back. The key was fully participate in practice today. I haven't seen the official report, but that
was
the expectation as of yesterday.
He did, Mike.
If he fully participates today, he's starting on Sunday, and it's a very easy thing. We're not benching Justin Fields. QB1 is healthy, and no offense to Fields. He goes back to the bench. Maybe they'll have a Fields package. I don't know. But QB1 is back. Win the seventh. Hashtag win the seventh.
Yeah, terrible catchphrase. Let's be honest. He should
absolutely. They keep getting worse.
Zero effort whatsoever.
As he goes from team to team, they keep getting worse. It's going to be a whole paragraph on his pitch team.
Mike, I could call. That's like me saying, here, I've got a catchphrase. Go team. All right, let's trademark that one. It's so bad. Where do you think Davante Adams ends up, and when do you think he ends up somewhere else, if it is, in fact, somewhere other than Vegas?
Well, as of Monday, the Raiders wanted to get him done 48 hours. The problem is, you know, on one hand, they don't want to keep paying him $983,000 a week. That's his base salary. On the other hand, they want a second-round pick. They're not going to get a second-round pick. The only way they're getting a second-round pick is if they pay all of his salary except the league minimum and trade what's left, or they do something like send Davante Adams plus a fourth-round pick to get a second-round pick back. So, yeah, we got a two, but we also had to give up a four plus the player to get there. So it all comes down to who's desperate enough to give the Raiders what they want. And I think the Jets have enough going on right now. And my belief is they're probably not going to do it, at least not in the short term. They got to settle down post-Robert Saleh. So I don't know. I think the Bills should be all over Davante Adams. And, hey, the Steelers, maybe they could do George Pickens for Davante Adams straight up.
Do you think the Raiders would do that?
I'm kidding, I think.
But do you think the Raiders would? Who says no to that trade?
Well, I think the Chase Claypool trade and all the pieces of circumstantial evidence and direct evidence we've seen over the last year would make somebody to vet this one a little bit more thoroughly than the Bears vetted the Chase Claypool thing. Because, look, that became Joey Porter Jr. That became de facto the 32nd pick in the draft because the Dolphins that season had lost theirs due to the tampering with Tom Brady and Sean Payton controversy.
Mike, I said to Chris earlier in the show today, if Davante Adams is unhappy in Vegas about his role, about the direction of the team, what makes any of us think he would be happy here long term?
And that's a great point. I think we talked about this last week. Are they going to trade him anywhere that he doesn't want to be? And I don't know that we're going to have a match here of where he wants to be and where there's a place that wants him. I asked a GM last week, is this guy still an A-lister? And he said B+. So you're... And the other thing, too, with each passing week, you have less and less time to get this guy up to speed. It's not easy. We said this during the preseason about Brandon Ayuk. Let's get this done. You're plugging a guy into a new city, a new coaching staff, a new locker room, a new offense, a new everything. It's not easy to do. It's not like baseball where you just give the guy a bat and say, go do your thing.
Mike Florio had some delicious Chinese food. I think we're actually ordering that tonight at the Filippone household.
Going General So's?
General So's, baby. Mike, what did you have? Lo mein?
I think there was some sort of chicken and some sort of beef. I just can't remember. I was so tired and I was so hungry. I just wolfed it down and just survived.
Who's the biggest?
And that game lasted until 1 o'clock.
Yes, it did.
Who is the biggest eater of the bunch?
5:30. You ever have your alarm go off somewhere and you have no idea where you
yes.
are
yes.
or why the alarm's going off
yes.
or what the purpose of life is?
Yes.
That's how I felt.
Mike Florio, ladies and gentlemen. He'll have the Bengals
That's
and Giants tonight. Yes. We'll see you, Mike.